This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1121. Pull over. It's English vocabulary time. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, an app reviewer asks us a great question about some tricky driving phrasal verbs. What is the difference between pull up, pull in, pull out, and pull over? Listen today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
I am doing fantastically, but that is not important here because you just got back from Cambodia.
I know. I'm so tired, but I feel invigorated. I feel good. You know, it was like 97 degrees and hot there and dusty and very intense, but so good. Yeah. It was so good.
That's amazing. Yeah, you guys, Lindsay and I were comparing notes a little bit before we recorded because I lived there a long time ago, like 2003, 2004. And it's changed a lot, but it's still like, if you're going to go like adventure to a totally different place, right? Like take yourself completely out of your element, Southeast Asia and Cambodia is like the quintessential sort of Southeast Asia place to go.
It really is because you really do feel like you're having a true adventure. You know, I mean, there were a few brushes with death there, specifically one. Once we were almost bulled by horned by a bull. You know, we were almost So we were on a bike tour and we were going around like the island that's kind of in the middle of the Mekong outside of Phnom Penh, Phnom Penh. And we were going down a trail and we could see this bull. There were a bunch of cows and there was a bull and he was just up ahead and he was staring as we were like about to go past him, like down a trail that he was right on the trail. And I could tell there was an energy about him that was off. And as soon as like it was just three of us on the tour, just myself and my friend and then the guide, and he drove his bike. He tried to go past the bull and the bull like brought his horns up at him and he's like, oh, no, we're going around. So we had to go the long way around. And the bull continued to stare us down like he did not take his eyes off of us.
I can't believe you met like some crazy angry Khmer bull.
We did.
You escaped death.
That would have been so painful. And, you know, just, I don't know, the things that you run into, you know, I faced my fear of night swimming in the ocean. That was crazy because we went swimming for the plankton, you know, the plankton.
It's like, luminescent ones.
Exactly. So we did like an experience where you go into the middle of the ocean at night and swim, which I hate getting into like dark water at night in the ocean. Oh, it's super scary. But, you know, we did it and it was pretty cool. Like, it wasn't my favorite thing about the trip, but it's kind of cool because as you move your arms in the water, you can see all the brightness kind of getting illuminated.
Yeah, because you stir it up. Yes. And as it like swirls around, because you're creating little eddies in the water. That's so cool. That is magical. Like, that's a moment where you don't feel like you're in your life anymore. Like, it's not like, that's definitely not like normal. It doesn't seem real.
That's what travel's about, right? So we want to encourage you guys, if you have a chance to travel this year, do it. Do it. Travel. Take advantage. Take advantage if you can, because I think it really does make you feel like there's magic in the world when you travel.
For real. Yeah. No, for sure. My best friend and I just took a road trip. It was only a couple days. Doesn't compare to Southeast Asia. But even like just that short 2-day road trip, you guys, we experience such positive magic and connections. We literally made friends who hugged us at every stop. Gas stations, cafes. That is awesome. Like, literally everywhere we went, we finished the interaction with hugs.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so good. It's so good for the spirit, like the soul these days, you know, because you and I, we spend a lot of time online and we need to be out in the world connecting with people. And that's so cool. It seems like there's a lot of hugging out on the West Coast. I should come out there.
We're definitely more huggers than on the East Coast. I hug everybody personally. Okay.
That's awesome.
So before we get into these awesome car phrasal verbs, guys, I want to know what hugging is like in your culture. And if you are as huggy as we are here on the West Coast of America, if you guys could comment on this blog comment on this episode on allearsenglish.com, or if you want to put it in a review, just update me, guys. What's the situation with hugging where you live?
Let us know for sure. We love the reviews, so let us know, or come back to the blog allearsenglish.com/episodes. This is episode 1121, so type that in the search bar. But speaking of reviews, Jessica, we are going to thank one special reviewer today, right?
Yes.
And a reviewer had a question in her review, his or her review. So should we go ahead and read that question?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So, Catalina, thank you so much for leaving this review. She says, "Hello, ladies. I love your app. You are always my companion at lunchtime. I enjoy your tips and optimism." Lovely. Thank you, Catalina. I have a question about the expression pull out. And she says, "I heard the other day someone use this trying to say that somebody had just arrived, I think, and then a little confused emoji." So the thing there is that there are many ways to express moving around in your car, like when you park or stop on the shoulder, when you get into your car or leave. And then she says, "Well, I hope you understand my question. Please give me some tips about this. Thank you."
Oh, and this was an app review. Isn't that right, Jessica?
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. Guys, if you haven't checked out the app yet, you must do it, because now the transcripts are available inside the app. And so many students are already grabbing that. So you can subscribe right inside the iOS app. So guys, go over allearsenglish.com/bonuses, download the app, get going in there. It is so easy to review the transcripts now. We've been talking about this leading up to this for a year, and we've been promising something good. It's finally here.
No, this is amazing, you guys. Like, this is a game changer. There, you can't have this English learning experience in this modern, accessible way anywhere else but the All Ears English app.
It's awesome, guys. Go and get it. So we're going to attack this question today, right, Jessica? I mean, I understand why Catalina is a little confused, because this is like confusing for natives. Natives use them correctly, these phrasal verbs, but when it comes to explaining them, it's trickier, but we're going to take a stab at it today. Right?
I think we could do this. Yeah. No, even when you and I were talking about it before recording, we're like, oh my gosh, why are there so many phrasal verbs with pull just about cars? It's weird and it's confusing, you guys. So we're going to teach you about these.
So the first one, so we're going to teach you guys four of them, right?
Yeah.
So the first one is specifically, I think, the one that Catalina meant. Well, no, the first one she didn't mention, but let's go through that one first. What is that one?
This is what she meant to say, I think. This is where the confusion comes in. Yeah. So she was talking about somebody that had just arrived. So there we would say pull up. So if, for example, you're like waiting for your friend to come, right? And you're looking out the window and you see the car come and park in front of your house or in your driveway, or come like park, like stop in front of your front door because they're picking you up.
Right.
All of those situations when they're arriving like that, you say, "Oh no, she just pulled up. Like, yeah. She's here. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So essentially it means she just arrived in a car, right? And she stopped her car, maybe turned it off, maybe left it on, right? Yeah. Running, waiting for you. But that's all it means. So if you just think of that, pull up means to arrive in a car. You got it right there. So natural. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then the opposite, pull out. Mm-hmm. What does that one mean?
What do you think about All Ears English? Let us know. Leave a review wherever you listen, whether it's in the App Store for iOS, Apple Podcasts, Alexa, Stitcher, or any other platform. Just tell us what you think and ask us a question for an episode topic, and we'll announce your name on the show. Thanks, guys.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
So it's just the opposite, right? To leave, for example, if you pulled up and you put your car in a driveway, if you pull out, it means you left that driveway, right? You drove away.
Exactly.
Someone got in the car and you drove away.
Right. So it's very, like, it's very general. Like, you're leaving a parking garage, you're leaving your driveway, your own garage, you park on the street and you pull out of your parking space. It's all pulling out.
Yeah, I love it. And Jessica, speaking of cars, do you have a car? Do you drive around Portland? Is Portland a car city?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to have a car because I moved a little bit further out when we moved last summer to get like a bigger place next to nature, right? Mm. So unfortunately, I do have to use my car a lot, but I have a little Kia Soul and it's the best thing ever. I love it so much. Lindsay, you don't drive though, really.
I don't really drive. I drive my friend's car a lot. So I'm in a car a lot. Yeah. But I don't personally have a car. I haven't owned a car since 2004.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know, because like living in places like New York and Tokyo, I never needed one, obviously. In Tokyo, no. But in Boston, it's like it's on the fence, right? You could have a car and just use it on the weekends, but you really don't need it going around Boston because the traffic is supposed to be, apparently we won the award for like the worst traffic in the US.
Oh no.
just this year. So
Portland's not like that. Like every city I lived in before here, I never had a car. I didn't drive for like 15 years. Like I didn't drive for a really long time. I had to like relearn. My friend had to give me a driving lesson when we got back to Portland I could like remember how to drive. But Portland's pretty spread out. I mean, you kind of do need a car here.
Yeah. It's a little bit scary when you, just speaking of that, when you don't drive much, but then you do sometimes. Like tomorrow I'm renting a car to go up and see my niece in New Hampshire, right? And see my parents. And every time I get into a car when I haven't driven in like 3 weeks, I'm always a little rusty. And I feel like that's dangerous because I'm not totally in practice with it.
Because like that discomfort can like makes you a little bit fearful and hesitant. Yeah. And that's what causes accidents, right? People are like sort of pulling out into traffic. Pulling out. Ooh. Like kind of pulling out, but like too slowly or something.
Exactly.
It's not good.
So I'll be careful. But
you gotta be confident in the car. Yeah. Okay. So there's a couple more here, guys. Pull in. So how is pull in different than pull up?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like pull in is usually when we're looking at it. There's a specific space to get into.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say?
I was thinking that too. So I think pull up is more general. Like any time, like it could be, right? Like we said, like you're coming up but not turning off your car. You're waiting for your friend to get in, right? Yeah. Or you're parking. You could both be pulling up. But pulling in is more specific. Like your actual, like going into a parking space and stopping there.
yeah, exactly. Like I'm imagining that you're in a parking lot and someone's already there and they're directing you to which space to pull into. And they say, hey, just pull in right here. Right. Pull in here. And they're pointing at a space. So it's a little bit more zoomed in, a little bit more specific.
A little bit more specific. Yeah, exactly. And then the last one, you guys, pull over. So Catalina mentioned this as well. Like when you stop on the shoulder of the road. So the shoulder, guys, is that the outside of the lane of the road, right? The outside of the street where you could maybe park or stop for a second outside of traffic.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like this one is the one we use the most. What do you think?
I think so too. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So even like when my friend and I were on our road trip, right? And we're hungry and we're looking for a place to eat. And I'm like, oh, I see a sandwich shop there. Pull over.
Yeah,
right? So
they
could also be like, stop here. So I think this one is used a lot, right? Or like if you're driving too fast and the police are behind you and they put their lights on and then you have to pull over.
Yeah, that's the one.
They want to talk to you.
Right, to get pulled over, right? So we call that, you know, I got pulled over, right? To get pulled over by a cop. Yeah, for speeding. Yeah, that's all another topic.
But yeah, but you know, that would never happen to us because we're so responsible.
We're so good.
I wasn't when I was a young driver. I was kind of crazy with the speed, really? But now I'm very careful. Or even like if you're driving with a friend and if there's some sort of issue, maybe there's an issue with the car or like you need to, like, look for something in your bag, right? You can't do it while you're driving. Then you pull over to the side of the road and deal with whatever problem you have.
Yeah, I love that. So today's episode has been pretty straightforward, but you know, it's sometimes it's kind of fun when we can really dive into phrasal verbs because we know that these are tricky, guys, but don't be intimidated by it. What do you think, Jessica? What's your best word of advice for our listeners when it comes to these phrasal verbs?
Yes, I feel like on the face of it, it is confusing if you just have all these phrasal verbs together, but really create an image in your mind around each one. So like you could listen to this a couple times really just close your eyes and think about what we're describing. Like hold this image in your mind, pull up the cars in front of the house, the door, pull out the cars leaving a space, right? Like really try and just picture each situation connected to the phrasal verb.
I love it. And we know that some of you guys are here in the States and you have cars, right? Some students end up getting, or international English learners end up getting cars when you guys are here. So
for sure,
use these, you know, articulate, use these phrasal verbs when you are driving. I love it.
Totally.
Such a good idea. Okay, great. Awesome.
Awesome.
This has been great. Jessica, thanks for hanging out on the microphone today. It's good to be recording again.
Yay! I know! I missed recording with you, Lindsay.
I know. All right. We'll be back soon. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.